The Voting Rights Act of 1965 requires any changes in Florida's election laws to get preclearance from the federal government. That's because parts of the state have a history of suppressing minority voting. Preclearance can come from the U.S. Department of Justice or from a federal three-judge panel in Washington, D.C. A few months ago, Florida Secretary of State Kurt Browning asked the DOJ for preclearance, but last week he withdrew the four most controversial sections of the 80-part law from DOJ review. He says he'll seek preclearance for those four parts from the three-judge panel instead. Chris Cate is with Browning's office.
And our belief in doing so is that by choosing the federal district court, we will be eliminating any possibility of an outsider influencing the Department of Justice, because we know that with the court system, we'll have a neutral evaluation.
Cate says there's been a lot of misinformation surrounding this law, and a lot of groups that oppose it have sent letters of complaint to the DOJ. There have been lots of letters, agrees Deirdre McNabb. She's the president of the League of Women Voters of Florida, but she thinks Browning made the move for a different reason.
That he has pulled it from Department of Justice and put it into the federal courts, that I think is a very clear sign that he doesn't have the confidence, given that the public is making their voices heard.
The parts of the new Republican-sponsored law that are in question place restrictions on third-party voter registration, address changes at the polls, petition signature verification, and early voting. These changes have already prompted lawsuits claiming the measure unfairly targets minorities and students who tend to vote Democratic. Browning and other supporters argue the changes are not discriminatory and that they're meant to cut down on voter fraud. Chara Torres-Spellacy is a professor at Stetson University College of Law and an expert in elections law. She says highlighting these four sections by placing them before the court might backfire on the Secretary of State. She says the court could give them more intense and unwanted scrutiny. And in the end, it may not be helpful to Browning.
Traditionally, the DOJ tends to just rubber stamp almost every change in election law. It has been extraordinarily rare for the DOJ to find that a change in election law these days violates the Voting Rights Act.
She says the court option will be much more expensive since it'll involve lawyers arguing for both sides, and it'll take longer. There may even be appeals.
It's possible that no matter what this three-judge panel does, it will not be the end of this story.
In fact, she says, this may not be resolved until after the 2012 elections. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.